Again, the Talmud Lamed Pasuk says, "Molei kumsoi kidekamta inchi." The way a normal person takes a handful. Hakei said, "How is that? That choife sholach espoitzov al pisas yodei." He has to bend over his three, the middle three fingers, bend them over till you end of your palm, and as much as fits in to those in the middle of the three fingers. When you bend over your fingers to the beginning of your palm, the koimets, that's called a kemitza. The koimets. Now, over machavas, over macheshes. Let's say you're taking a mincha, not just time of the flour and oil, but first these menachas, first you have to bake them. You made them like into a challah. They were baked already. And now you have to chop them up into small pieces, and you make a kemitza from there. Now that's hard to get the exact measurement of only what's in your three fingers, like we'll soon see. Then we say, moichek begodloi milmala. What's sticking out on top of your fingers, you have to take your thumb and keep on going back and forth to make sure you only have a kemitza has to be only exactly how much fits inside your three fingers. Anything sticking up, now the way you hold your hand is straight out your hand. In other words, the fingers are like up and down, going up and down. So therefore, when you put your three fingers in, bend them over to the beginning of your palm, your thumb is sticking out on top. So now you move your thumb back and forth to clean off of any challah sticking out, you have to smooth it out. Because you can only have a kemitza exactly what's inside your three fingers worth, not anything being boitzeis that we had before, that's no good. It can't be sticking out. It can't be mevoritz. So you have to use your thumb to clean off anything sticking out on top. And then what did anything sticking out on bottom, under your second finger, is with etzpa katana milmato. You use your pinky on bottom to clean out anything that's sticking out from the bottom. The zui avoid the kosher shebemigdish. This was a very hard avoidah that had to be done in the Migdish. Because true, when it's only made from flour come out by itself cleans off. That you'll have exactly the three fingers worth, that's all. Anything on top or on bottom come out by itself falls off. Or use your thumb, it's very easy to do it. Mashenken, if it's made from baked already flour, so that's much harder to make it exactly like only across the three fingers and nothing sticking out on top, nothing sticking out on bottom. This was called a hard work to do in the Beis HaMikdash. For Rabbi Gemara, Vesulo, there's no other hard work. Mashma, this was the only one that's called hard to do. V'ika Malika, V'ika Chafina. There are another two hard avodas to do. One is called Malika. When you have to make the shechita on the bird, that's a korban, you don't use a knife, but the Kohen Gadol uses his thumb, and he has to stick it in the back of the neck, and he has to first break the marfrekis. First he breaks the backbone of the neck of the bird, and he has to make sure that he does not cut rove of the meat, the majority of the meat. Because if he would cut along by the neck most of the meat, that would make the bird into a trefa, and that's not kosher. Because after he breaks the backbone, then he has to go further to cut the simonim. And by cutting the two, the windpipe and the food pipe, that's what's called the kosher malika. Now if it would be a trefa before that, it wouldn't be called a good malika. So it's very hard to do to make sure that you did not cut rove of the meat there. You have to only cut the backbone and then go get into the tusimonim. It was also a hard avoda. And then what did v'ikah chafina? The chafina was also very hard, like we'll see mitshem tomorrow's daf. That again, when we hold, when you come into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, when you're holding the kaf, you have to be able to spill all the keteris inside that spoon back into your handfuls, which is very hard to do. Because you have to get your two handfuls, again, full of the keteris, and nobody's there to help you. So you have to be able by yourself maneuver it to make all the keteris fall into your hands. We'll see later how it was done. That's also called the hard avoda that was done in the Beis HaMikdash. So Marin says, Elazuhi mi avodas kosher shebemikdash. This avoda of making the kemitza was one of the hard avodas that were done in the Beis HaMikdash. That's the locha by kemitza. You have to only have the flour that's inside the middle of the three fingers. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said like this, that boy Rabbi Yeshua ben Uzoi, he asked the Shaila, what's going to be the loch of Bein HaBeinim? What's going to be the loch of the flour when you make this kemitza, is the flour gets stuck in between your fingers. Like from one finger to another finger, in between them, the flour gets in there. In other words, the ikar kemitza is what's inside your palm. When you bend over your fingers to reach the tip of your palm, what's inside there, that's called the kemitza. Now what about the flour that got stuck in between your two fingers? What's the loch of? Is Omer HaPopos of Papa said like this, Tigavoi loiti boi locho. What's the inside of your palm, what's facing inside, that's the vada koimitsu.
That's a vade part of the kemitza, so pshita, you burn that part. Tibroi, if you have flour sticking out that you can see mamash on the outside of your fingers, loy tibroi loch the vade shrayimu. A vade that is not considered part of the kemitza, it's only called part of the shrayim, and therefore that you do not burn, but that part you're allowed to eat. Ki tibroi loch, where is my suffix, what type of flour of the kemitza? The bene bene. If the flour got stuck mamish right in the middle of your two fingers, in between the fingers, so you don't see it too much outside, you don't see it too much inside. What halacha mai? What's the halacha? Is it called part of the shrine, the outside, that you're allowed to eat? Or is it called part of the inside of your finger, that's the kemitza that you have to burn by the mincha? So what do you do with this flour that's stuck in between your hands? Yizom Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon said like this, Hode poshtu Yeshua ben Ozoi, later after he cleared the shayla, he himself was poshted it. So what? He came out that, Bein ha beinim sofik ninu. It's not a true, it blinds the sofik. It's a doubt what the halacha is. This flour that's found in between your fingers, it's a doubt what's the halacha. Does it have a halacha like shirayim, or does it have a halacha like the kemitza? So Gemara says, Heichi yovid. Now that you have a sofik, what are you going to do? Let's say a kohen made a kemitza, and we came out that some flour was stuck in between his fingers. What can we do with this flour? That's the shayla now. Because since it's a sofik, so we don't know. On the tzad, that's just part of the kemitza, you have to burn it. On the tzad, on the side, that's only part of the shirayim, it's from the outside. You don't, or you're not allowed to burn it. So what can you do with this flour? So more sounds like this. Omri Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina sounds like this. Makter koimetz lechudei. First, only burn the inside of the mincha, the kemitza. In other words, what's inside your three fingerfuls, that's for sure the kemitza, that has to be burnt. Burn that first. Tchila. For hoder, after you burn that, then bein habeinim. Then go and also burn the suffix of flour that's in between your fingers. Even though it's a suffix, maybe it's the shrayim, but now you're allowed to burn it. So why does he say this for? Diyamrit bein habeinim bereshu. Because if you can tell me, do it the opposite way. That first burn this flour that got stuck in between your fingers, Dilma, that you can't do, because maybe Shirayim Ninu. Maybe really the din of this flour is not called part of the Kemitza, it's part of the Shirayim, the leftover part of the Mincha. Now if you're going to burn that first, before you burn the Kemitza, you can't burn the Kemitza anymore, it's possible. Why? Ve'evilu Shirayim She'choschu Ben Kemitza Laktorim. Because if so, it's going to have the same halacha that the shirayim, the leftover part of the mincha, if any part of it got lost or got was missing, before you are makte, before you burn the kemitza, it's puzzle. In other words, from the time you take the kemitza, the handful, out of the mincha, nothing could be missing now from the shirayim until you first burn the kemitza. If some part of the shirayim got lost or got burnt before you burn the kemitza, you're not allowed to burn the kemitza. So here also, well, and like V'yamamah, we learned the Gemara says, let's see. V'yamamah, the Gemara says in Menachis, that Shirayim Shechosru Ben Kemitza Le'aktara. If any time the leftover part of the Mincha got lost or got burnt between the Kemitza and the burning of the Kemitza, Ein Maktirin Aleinas HaKemitz, you're not allowed to burn anymore the Kemitza. So therefore, you can't first burn this flour that's in between your fingers, because maybe this flour is called part of the Shirayim. And if you're going to burn it, it's called some of the Shirayim got lost. Then you're not allowed to burn the kemitza anymore. Therefore, the Yetzer is first burn the vada kemitza. First burn the flour, the part of the mincha that's vada inside your hands. And then we'll worry about the sofik, then we'll burn the sofik. For the Gemara is still shver. How could you burn the sofik though? Iyochi, hashtanami ikri kan, let's call over here, that kol shimimenu li'ishim. Anything you have something, that part of it goes on the mizbeach, you have to burn part of it, hareyu babal taktiru. The din is, there's a lav, now you're not allowed to burn the leftover. The loch of the shirayim is, you have to eat it, but there's a lav not to burn it. You're only allowed to burn the kemitza, the mitzvah to burn. But the leftover, there's a new lav of kol shirayim l'ishim, harei l'bak taktiru. So the kashra is, how could you burn the flour that got stuck in between your fingers? Maybe it's only shirayim, and you're not allowed to burn it? So how can you burn it? Yeah, like Rashi says, kol shirayim l'ishim, once you put it on the fire, kol mishpotoi, whatever you're supposed to, harayashirayim b'bal taktiru, the leftover of it, you're not allowed to burn. Te'echsiv loisaktiru mimenu ishal Hashem. So Idarshan means to say, loisaktiru dovor shenitim mimenu liyesh. Anytime you put part of it already on the fire, the part of the emurim, or what's supposed to be burnt, the leftover part you're not allowed to burn. So the kasha is, how could you burn this flour that's been between your fingers? Maybe it's only shirayim. So the Gemara answers, on Rabbi Yehuda, b'Reid Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, the maktale lishum eitzim. I'll tell you, you're allowed to burn it, but you don't have in mind you're doing a mitzvah saktara. You're only burning it on a tonight. You make a condition that if it's part of the kemitza, then true, you want to burn it l'shem mitzvahs haktara. But if it's only part of the shirayim, then you don't want to burn it l'shem mitzvahs haktara, but rather only l'shem eitzim, as if you're burning wood. And kid Rebbe Lezer, Titania Rebbe Lezer Weimer, the pasuk says, l'reyach nichoyich, so we dash in iyat malo. It's only also to burn the shrine if you have in mind to do with the shem avoida, the shem reich nichoyach. But if you have in mind just to burn it for the purpose of stam burning it like you're burning wood, then it's muta. So the Gemara says, "Ho nichol Reb Lezer, this is only good according to Reb Lezer. You have this way out to burn it like with a tanai. Elul the rabbanon, but according to the rabbanon, ma'ikul amema, what can you say? The rabbanon say even to burning it for the purpose of wood, just for burning it, it's also awesome. So what can you do with this flour that got stuck in between his fingers? You can't burn it because there's a law not to burn the shirayim. So the Gemara answers, Amarav Mori dekamsi shmeni. You have to make sure the Kohen Gadol has nice fat hands. In other words, you have to make sure to pick a good Kohen that is in between his fingers. The fingers are blubber, have a lot of like a meat there, but they stick out so they meet one another well, that there's no flour to get in between the fingers. That's the eitzah to do. So Mor says, once you come onto this terrace, according to the Rabbanin, I'll tell you, Rabbi Lezer Nami, Lekatchila Dekamsi Shemeni. According to Rabbi Lezer also, he's Moida, that Lekatchila you should try and get a coin that has fat hands. Because even though Rabbi Lezer says you're allowed to burn it, the leftover, Lishain Eitzim, but that's only be the evidence if you have to, if you did it. But Avad Lekatchila is also masking you should not burn the Shirayim. So according to Rabbi Lezer also, if you could find a coin that has fat hands, that's for sure. There'll be no flour getting stuck in between. For sure, that's better to use it. Right, boy, Rabbi Papa, bein habeinim shomoli chofnuv mahal. What's going to be the locha now by the keteris that the Kohen Gadol has to take on Yom Kippur? The two handfuls. So you say you have to have moli chofnuv, two handfuls of the keteris. What about if some keteris got stuck in between his fingers? What din does it have? Is so the more might come boil it. Like what's your suffix here? If you make the Xerah Shavuot like we had before, it says Molei by Chofnov, by Yom Kippur, Molei Chofnov. And it says by Kemitza, Molei Kumtzai. You have to have a complete Kemitz. So just like by Kemitza, the Bein HaBeinim, we had before the Suffolk, what the din is, the Chur should be the same Allah on Yom Kippur also, that the Kteris that's stuck in between your fingers should be doubtful if you let it burn it or not. So what are you clearing the new Shaila for here? So Gemara says like this, Rav Papa Hochi Boile. Rav Papa asked the question like this, Mole Chofna Vehevi Binin. In other words, maybe even without the Gzera Shava, true, I don't make the Gzera Shava Mole Mole. Still I could clear it for Shailam. The Pasuk says by Yom Kippur, Mole Chofnov. You have to have two handfuls. Vehevi Binin, Voika. Here also, Lamaisi, you brought it. Aye, some of the flour was stuck in between your fingers. So what? That's considered you're bringing now a Mole Chofnov. I do know the other tzaddis maybe know velokach. The beginning of the pasuk says velokach vehevi binin volekam. Velokach should mean you have to take it with intentions of taking it v'teres kateres. So what got inside your two fingers, your handfuls? That you took l'shem kateres. Mashenka the kateres that got stuck in between your fingers, like you didn't have intentions of really taking it. That's not called velokach. That's the Gemara Sofik teiku. Gemara lies by teiku. If you let it burn, the keteris that got stuck in between his fingers on Yom Kippur. So Rashi says, "V'holeko shme'elov nichnas lebein abeinim," because the keteris that got stuck in between his fingers, like came in there by itself. For hula in his kavan, he didn't have intentions to put it there. So maybe that's not good for chafina. So more blessed by teiku, and we'll see at the end. The Rambam paskens all these sveikas here that lechatchili should not do it, but b'dieved if you did it, it's hurt, so it is kosher. Omer Rav Papa, Papa says another thing. Omer Rav Papa, Pshitali, I understand for sure that Mole Kumsa Krakamsi Inchi. When you make the Kemitza by Mincha, you have to do it normally the way a person does it. A normal person is, the way we said before, that your hand is like straight out,
that your fingers are up and down, you know, straight, your fingers are stretched out straight, and you put your hands in like sideways into the mincha, and put your fingers around to bring it to your palm. In other words, the way your fingers are straight, you just stretch them across, that your fingers are in upright position. Not your fingers, I mean your hand. Your hand itself is like the thumb is facing all the way up, and your pinky is facing all the way down. And now you just bring your fingers like from towards the left until they finally come to meet your palm. That's the normal way of doing it. But now it clears a shiloh of a boy or a papa. Come at Rosh Yetzbeisav. You don't do it the normal way. You do it a little bit different. You make the kmitz with Rosh Yetzbeisav. In other words, you put your hands facing downwards and you stretch out your fingers, scooping it up. Is that also called a good kmitzah? Mahu. Or else, milamah to lamala. V'ket, you have your whole hand facing upwards, and you stick it into the kmitzah, and now like upwards, you want to get the kmitzah. Mahu, what's the lochum? Or else, minat dodim, sideways, like Rashi says, klemar, shleikaderech ha-kremtzin. You don't do it in a normal manner. Any other normal manner, mahu. What's the lochum? Is that called a good kmitzah? Not. Merovlais by teiko. The Gemara is doubtful. And again, the Rama paskens that the chachilu, you should not do it. But if you did it though, the kmitza is called the good kmitza. Omer Rav Papa, pshitali molei chofnuf kerechafi inchi. Who are then in Yom Kippur, when the Kohen Gadol has to take his two handfuls worth of the k'tervis, you have to do it in a normal manner. So what you get, you put your two hands together, and you get the two handfuls. Abba, boy Rav Papa, chofen barashi et spice of mao. What about if you get at the chvina with the tips of your fingers? That's the way you get your two handfuls full. In other words, it's not a normal manner. Or else, milmata lamala, from downwards upwards, mahu. Or else, minatzad mahu, from the side you do it. Or else, chofen bezu uvezu vekorven zuwe tzu. You take first the right handful, and then you take a left handful, and you bring the two together. Mahu, what's the locha? Is that also called gus vechvin or not? Merovlaiz by teiku. We're doubtful again, maybe if it has got to do with only the normal way, the way you get directly right away, two handfuls. Boyi Rav Papa. Rav Papa has a shot like this. Dovke lekoimetz v'doifnei demona. The locher is the kmitza. After you take a kmitza from the mincha, you have to put it into a klisharis. That's what's mekadish the kmitza. Now, putting it in normal way is you put it down on the bottom of the kli. What about if you take this kmitza that you have in your hand, this dough made from flour and oil, what about if you stick it on the side of the kli? You don't put it on the bottom of the kli like normal, but you stick it to the side of the kli. Heis dovke lekoimetz bedoifnei demona mai. Toich kli binon, is it enough just to have it inside the kli v'ika? And here you have it inside the kli. I do, maybe no. Hanocha betoicha ketikno binon. You have to put it down in a normal way of putting it down in the kli. For holekin, here you don't have a normal manner. Because the normal manner is to put it down to the bottom of the kli. Here you're not putting it down on the bottom, you're only putting it down to the side, so maybe this is no good. Teiku, again, the Gemara obliged by a Suffolk. Remember, most of the Paschals like this, that the Suffolk is that Lechila don't do it, but the Ebedo is kosher. Boyi ma baravashi. Avche lemone. What's going to be if you turn the whole kli upside down? Vedovke lekoimetz barisei. And you're like stuck now, this kmitza, you put the end inside the kli and all the way on top. So lemais it's like a stuck to the bottom of the kli. But just the kli is upside down. So is that also good? Demona ma, what's the locha? Hanocha b'techa bina v'ika. Is it enough that the kmita gets inside the kli and that you have here? Or duma, maybe no. Hanocha ketikno bina v'leka. You have to have hanocha the way it's supposed to be done, and this is not a normal way of putting it down. Take what the Gemara says by Sofik. Gemara says, boyi rapopo. Rapopo asks another question. Molei chofnav shomu. That we say in Yom Kippur, you have to have two handfuls worth of the k'teris. Mechukais, does it mean exactly two handfuls? And as soon as the top of the fingers, you like flatten it down. It has to be a flattened out two handfuls. Oy gedushas, or else no, it's like piled up. It comes to a point on top. It's piled up on top of your two handfuls. That's also called part of the k'teris. Is omale rababa the rabashi? So rababa told rabashi, toshma, come on, bring you, I'll tell you what the locher is. And then it's like this. Molei chofnav shomru. That it was said that on Yom Kippur, you have to have your two handfuls. Molei chofnav shomru. Loi mechukis. Not that it's like flattened down and exactly the filling of two fingers, of two handfuls. For loi gedushas, and not that it's piled up to the top of it. Ela tefufis. But rather just to be like, not stingy,
In other words, a little bit more than the top of your two fingers. That's called the tufufos. A little bit more, that's all. But not really all the way like Gedusha, all the way piled up to the top. Like Rashi says, tufufos, loshen dovet saf begrave. It's a little bit on top of your finger, on your hand. Mat, kemoyad yatfet otfuch. But not mamash like Gedushas, which means like piled up till it comes to a point all the way on top. That, no. Just a little bit above the hand. All right, we'll stop here.